Blog Talk Radio.
Radio and A Team of Voices is under the umbrella of allpoetry.com, the largest poetry group in the world. And I'd like to thank Deborah Lee, who is our producer and creator of these programs, and thank her for all the time and effort that she puts into it. And tonight, I'm not sure what's going to happen tonight as far as callers or that sort of thing. I think there's only three poems this evening so far, and so it might be a very quick and short experience for tonight's show. And tonight's show, I have to say, is a pretty good one. It's about the best ride you ever had. So we're going to talk about classic cars and motorcycles, and hopefully get inspired. And if you don't have a poem and you want to just call in and talk about your favorite car, that would be great too, or your favorite motorcycle. So I'm up for that. And with that being said, I'm going to go to the line right now. I do have a caller, and I do believe it's Mr. Chapeau himself. Hello, Hatter. How are you?
It's fine, Lady A. How are you? I'm finishing my note. I'm finishing my piece up. So.
Okay, good. So we're going to talk about cars. I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. Like I put, you know, my favorite car is a Thunderbird. I like the old, like a 57 Thunderbird, 56 Thunderbird. I love a Thunderbird. And if I were to be able to buy a car, any car I wanted, it would be that. And I had a, years ago when I was married, my ex-husband had a 69 Thunderbird or 61 Thunderbird it was. And it had the steering wheel that you could push it over to the side to get out of the car. It had bucket seats, and it was that turquoise color, same color car as Selma and Louise had. and in their movie, and it was a beautiful car. And that's, yeah, the Thunderbird. Not so much today's Thunderbird, because I find a lot of those sports cars, they end up looking the same. But back in those days, in the 50s and the 60s, they had some pretty unique-looking cars. They were cars unto their own. There was no other ones that looked like them, you know, or they had the hot rods, which were interesting as well. And one of the what was your favorite car? What kind of car would you have if you were to have a car or a motorcycle?
Well, I'd give my piece away if I said my favorite, but I have
okay,
a number of them. I had a 69 Chevelle. I had a 69 Chevelle, which was an excellent car. Also had a 71 Mustang, 71 Firebird. They're all great cars, all those muscle cars. But when I read my piece, you'll know my
okay.
favorite car.
Seems like a lot of guys like those Firebirds. My ex-husband had a Firebird, and a lot of the guys had Firebirds. I remember one friend of mine, he had a oh, dear, let me think for a second. What was it? With a Roadrunner.
Yeah, Dodge Roadrunner.
Was that a Firebird or was it?
No. A Firebird's a Pontiac, and the other's a Dodge.
Roadrunner's a Dodge, okay. Yeah, that was all the bells and whistles on it, too, eh? And it was quite a car. It was the only one of its kind in the city. And so he proudly showed it off wherever he went.
They were made to go fast.
Yeah. Well, they used to have drag races. Well, they still do over in Prince Edward Island. You take your own car and go over there and do drag racing. That's a big thing here, too, in certain areas. And I like drag racing. I find it really exciting and interesting rather than just going around and around a track. But do you like drag racing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never did, though.
No? Oh, yeah.
Everybody wanted to race me. Everybody wanted to race me, but my dad was a cop. He says, you get a ticket, I'm taking your keys. So I didn't race.
Yes.
Now, there's a lot of good cars out there. I owned my first car was a 67 Firebird, which was the first year the Firebird.
Okay.
Fast car, short. It was a short car like a Camaro.
Yeah.
Really powerful car.
There's some pretty cars and very fast ones, but I guess I like the cars from the 50s, like the Chevs and the Fords from the 50s, too. I love the shape of them. I love their grills. And when Dodge came out with a pickup truck that had the old-style grill on it, I really liked that truck. But they haven't put it out again, not to that degree anyway. I thought that was a fantastic style. But
that was back when they made them out of steel, and they were heavy cars.
Yeah.
They were fast. I wouldn't consider them quick nowadays compared to what they've got now. But fast cars. The faster you could blow air through it, the more faster you would go. And you could just see. I remember my Chevelle was a big car, 69 Chevelle, and I would step on it, and I could just see the needle just freaking going down. Because it just guzzled the ass like So the lighter cars, like the 67 Firebird I had, a lot of the Mustangs were shorter cars, still had the muscle in it, you know, the Comet in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you wanted a big car, it wasn't hard to find. The 57 Chevy Classic, the wing, you know, the lines on it. The Nomad, the Chevy Nomad, the station wagon.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, you don't see those kind of cars anymore on the street. Like you used to see, when I was in high school, there was always one or two guys that had those hot rod cars, you know. And there was always some kind of a car like that on the road. The young guys always were working on a car, and it was you know, it was a hot rod. And you don't see them driving on the road anymore except in a car show. And, I mean, they were always, you know, working on them, the grease monkeys, you know what I mean? And they'd come to school with them, and they wouldn't have a back seat, or they'd have only one seat, the driver's seat, stuff like that. But you don't see that anymore. It's kind of nostalgic when you do see these old cars. I love the old style.
Yeah,
cars.
Nowadays it's the Japanese, the German, those little rockets they run around in. Those are quick cars.
Yeah, but they're also, and I suppose the safety inspections, you can't drive around in the ship boxes that they had before, like with patchwork on the outside and stuff. You know, they were half falling apart, but they were fairly roadworthy. They were on the road, but now people want to drive fancy cars and, you know, fast cars.
That's what I can't figure out is the price you can get one of the old muscle cars in decent condition. You can get for two grand, three grand. So you could get 10 of those for the price of one $30,000 rocket. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the muscle cars, working muscle cars.
Yeah.
Did
you ever watch the Barrett Jackson?
The what?
The Barrett Jackson auction. Do you ever watch that?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
The car auction, yeah.
They got beautiful stuff going on, people that are car collectors, you know, that have the old style stuff and the new stuff too, but some of those old style cars come up and they're just fantastic.
Yeah, the 69 Chevelle that I owned went for $89,000 stock in that auction. Yeah, I had it now.
So, you know, I wrote a little something too, but I wanted to get the correct years and proper names for them and stuff. So I was looking up some of the movie cars that they've had that were made famous in the movies.
Ask the questions. Ask the questions to see if we, like a trivia, see if we can figure out what car and car.
Is there anybody out in the room there, I wonder? Let me see.
I'm not in the studio.
No, I just want to look back. Okay, let me see if there's anybody in the... I don't think there is. Wave your hand if you're out in the studio so we can play this game. That's a good idea. I don't think there's anybody over there right now. But I think we can try to do that.
Spend the night with me.
Because I think that's a good idea. There's a lot of questions we could ask and have fun with it for sure.
I might know some of them.
Do you want me to ask you? Because you could be my one and only contestant.
All right.
Okay, just a second. let me see. What year? Hang on. Try it anyways. I did lose my spot big time. What year was and tell me the name of the car and the year of the car that Steve McQueen drove in the movie Bullet.
A 1969 Mustang.
Ah.
No, that's
close.
That was the other one.
It was a 68 Mustang with the 390 cubic inch. I'm just going to check, okay.
I sort of knew it wasn't the 69. But they had these fastbacks on a couple of those years. Should have guessed 68.
And let me see. gone in 60 seconds, what were they driving and what year was it, you know?
I want to say that was also a Mustang. It was a 351 Cleveland Shaw or something. Who was it? I'll say it was a, God, man, 70 Mustang.
It was a 67 Shelby GT.
Shelby, I knew it was I knew it had a name.
Yeah.
That's a Mustang.
Yeah, it is a Mustang, yeah. So I'm gonna put my poem up just because I have some questions that are in my poem, and I don't want to give it all away. So I'm going to read it, and then we'll go through some stuff.
All right.
Okie dokie then. So it's in the room there now. And it's called Years of Heavy Metal. You got it?
I'm scrolling.
Let me know when you got it.
Scrolling. There you are. Yeah, heavy metal.
Okay.
Got it.
Years of Heavy Metal. They wanted some excitement. They got some, that's a fact. Rode a 66 Thunderbird into the Grand Canyon as their final act. McQueen pedaled to the metal in his 68 Mustang GT 390 cubic inch, inspired all the guys to drag race their custom builds they built. What about the Bandit? He pushed Smokey to the limits. 77 Trans Am ran hard till old Smokey quit. They grew a need for speed. In 60 seconds, they were gone. A 67 GT, a gorgeous car for any lover of finer things. And don't forget that classic rod, 32 Ford Coupe, drag racing dream from that American graffiti group. Let's travel back to the future in an 81 DeLorean. You bet it could race you. It could race anyone, anywhere, and be number one. Scare yourself silly with the 58 Plymouth Fury on your team. Just be gentle. She has a temper. Her name is Christine. When day is done, you've had your fun. Come have a drink or two. Pull up to the party in your 74 Dodge Monaco and listen to the Brothers Blue. And peace.
It was a cop car.
Yep.
A cop car. Excellent. The only one you missed was like Bullet. Bullet was the name of that movie with Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. 67 Shelby GT. Yeah, gorgeous car. That was just power. That was just raw and gritty. Yeah, I'd have got the Christine. We had a family car that got passed down through the kids. It was a 1960 Catalina. And it
oh,
was
yes.
that long body with the fin. It had the fins that went out to the side, not up. It was a cool looking car. Yeah, I wish I had that now.
So what happened to Thelma and Louise and that beautiful Thunderbird in that movie?
They drove off the cliff.
The end.
They drove off the cliff, yeah.
Yep,
they
sure
wanted.
Did.
Yeah, they were wanted and caught.
And you know who was the guy they picked up for Louise was had a date with him that night. It was it was his first movie, I do believe. Do you remember who that was?
Ooh. No.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stood up.
Yeah, he was the one they picked up, and that was a pretty exciting movie, I thought.
I vaguely remember watching it. I might have seen it
really?
All through once. Yeah. I think it's one of those where I saw parts of it.
Okay. Because there was a lot of there's a lot of different things going on in that movie. I really like that movie a lot. And then of course Steve McQueen and that movie Bullet, he, you know, the racing of the cars is, you know, the faster the better, I guess. And he was inspirational to a lot. I mean, these movies, I mean, I'm sure many guys get out in their own cars and try to pull off some of the stunts that they found that they saw in the movies, you know.
Well, the cops were outperformance. They had like Plymouth Furies or one of those longer ones. They just weren't made to maneuver and with the speed.
No.
Like the early Mustangs and Camaros and all those Dodge muscle cars, you know, the Roadrunner, CB.
Yeah. Well, and I really like that. This it was a Ford Coupe. It was a 32 Ford Coupe that was drag racing in American Graffiti. I fell in love with that car. And the
yeah,
Mustang,
that yellow
one. The yellow one.
Yeah, that's a beautiful car. Yeah, star-studded. Man, a lot of people out in that Harrison Ford.
Yeah, great movie.
And who was the chick that played Shirley?
You know what was great about those movies? When they were believable. They did things in those movies.
It came out to where it was very nostalgic still, and the soundtrack and Wolfman Jack,
yep.
and the subject matter, you know, graduation night. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
Yeah, but like now, like we have movies like The Fast and the Furious, for example. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that kind of stuff, that kind of driving goes on and people survive it. I was watching part of a movie today for a few minutes, and they were chasing these bad guys were chasing the good guys, and the good guys had, I think there were three vehicles, and there was like 10 tanker kind of big trucks with bazookas on them, and they were shooting at the ones in front of them, and they never got one shot in to hurt anybody. And then at the end of it, one of the guys got out of his vehicle while the other ones were getting out of theirs, and he shot them all, like, in a matter of seconds. You know, I like watching a movie that at least you can believe is possible, you know?
Yeah. I think Serpico had a lot of chase scenes in it. What was on with Gene Hackman?
French Connection.
French Connection, yeah. A lot of heavy chase scenes in those cars. And Vanishing Point is another one with a Challenger.
I like that movie, Serpico. That was a really good movie.
Yeah, based on being true. You know, guys.
Yep. So let's talk about motorcycles for a second, too, because I had that as one of the pieces to write to. And I love motorcycles. I really do. I think they're fabulous, and I love a Harley Davidson. I like the sports circuits. They're small enough, just close to the ground enough that I could put my short legs around it, you know, and still have my feet touch the float, touch the ground. But I love a beautiful motorcycle. I'm not much for the dressers with the big saddlebags and all that stuff. I don't really care for the look of those. I mean, I know you need them to travel with if you're using your bike to travel, but I really love the look of a Harley Davidson, and I think that they're highly attractive, and I love a really nice chopper. Like, you get some beautiful custom work done on, or even get your bike made by a custom motorcycle artist, and they do such a fantastic job. I love a car like a motorcycle like that. Did you ever have a motorcycle?
No, there were two rules in my mom's house: no tattoos and no motorcycles. And I had I had too many friends killed. I had too many friends killed on motorcycles.
Wow.
I did have, I was able to drive to ride one anytime I wanted, and I did, but no, I never really owned one. That was a important rule for my mom.
Well, I can't say or blame her. I think my ex-husband and I had a motorcycle, and we had three kids, and we would go out on the motorcycle. It didn't last very long, I'll tell you. We'd go out on the motorcycle and think, what in the world are we doing? Because what if something happened to us, both of us, and there's our children, you know what I mean? We sold the bike.
Yeah, you know, my dad was on leave from the Navy down in Georgia when he was a young man, and him and his two friends, they had Indians, and they were two of his friends were on the bike in front of my dad going into town to pick up the other friend's bike. My dad was following him and on his, and these guys hit some gravel and ended up going under a semi. And my dad said he sold his bike, on scene and walked away, never got any, refused to have his sons own one.
So, well, that's pretty horrific, isn't it? Like,
yeah. It was a rule that was non-negotiable.
Wow. Well, that's a good thing, I think. I'm going to post a couple of pictures of motorcycles here for that I had picked out, a couple of choppers, and this one's all copper. It's quite spectacular. Let me see what else can I get out here. Just to talk about them. Love that one, too. There's three I got posted there. So let me post them. There they are. Are you looking at them? First one's an Indian.
Yes, I am.
Yep. That's a pretty bite. And what do you think of that copper chopper?
That's a hard ride. That's not easy to ride. That's very rough.
No.
Ride one. And then the blue one, that looks like, you know, like a soft tail. It's more,
yep.
A lot more comfortable to ride.
That's pretty, isn't it, that blue one?
Yeah, it is. I like the Indian, though. That's nice.
Yeah, the Indian's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you got good tape. The Sportster is a nice looking ride.
Mhm.
But there are a lot of nice ones out there.
There are, for sure. I'm putting up a couple more there for you to look at.
Here, can I read mine?
Yeah.
Get it out of the way. Okay, I posted it. You see it there?
Yep.
Okay, this is a true story. It goes like this. The wheels that is no more than a toy, there's one that stands out above the rest. In black, no top, a Stingray, my dream, a 69 Corvette. Never had I lived that dream, not one did I ever drive, except the day I turned 50 and watched my dream come alive. From Honduras, Tomas, a friend of mine, my wishes heard, he greeted me. There's a car to drive out there, my friend, because today you turned 50. I had no clue what kind of ride, but I was willing to make a bet. There in black, so beautiful, a 1969 Corvette. I slowly walked up to the car. She purred at me to say, come on in and fondle me. I heard it's your birthday. I can't remember getting in the glove. I said, like it did fit. I went to start her up, and then, in love, I was with a Corvette. I drove to places where my dreams were made to show them that it was me driving a 69 Stingray on the day I turned 50. And that last line's not supposed to be there.
Okay.
So ignore that.
This is really good. I like the feel of it, and I love how you described getting into the car was like getting into a glove. That it fit perfectly, and what a beautiful car! Now, those old-style Corvettes are what I like. I don't even like the new Corvettes that they have out now. These beauties are timeless, and it's a really gorgeous car, and the black color, too, goes well. And I have a 79 Corvette, and I've taken friends for drives on them, and I think I can, I'm going to try to, I don't know if I've got a picture that I can post up there or not, but it's just when they have the T-roof, the T-bar roof, and...
T-top.
And it's red with oyster white interior. It's a nice car.
That's your car?
Well, it is kind of, sort of, yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get a picture of it to show you. It's thundering out right now. I don't know if we're going to get a big storm or what's going on. So, you know what? If that's your dream car, I think you should try to get one before you put it on your bucket list.
It's always been there.
I'm looking for the Corvette. So how are you doing anyways? Everything copacetic or things changed or you're doing all right?
Oh, I'm having a tough time getting around.
Oh, no.
For the next doctor. Yeah, it is what it is.
And they've done two surgeries on you?
Yes, they have.
Oh, dear. You need to come and see my guy in St. John. He's fantastic.
It wasn't the doctor. It was the injury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I damaged the nerve, even though the disc had slipped. But I ended up working too long in pain. You know,
I'm just looking for that.
Okay.
I'm looking for that picture. As a matter of fact, when Kim came to visit from Florida, I've got a picture of her and I in the car together. If I can just find it. It's a fun car to drive. Like I like driving it after, you know, after a day at the beach, and you take the roof off and go for a little drive and around the coast, and it's really nice. It's fun. Always takes me forever to find a picture or whatever I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
Picture of the Corvette.
What year?
79.
And how are you searching? Just got 79 Corvette images.
No, it's like my pictures that I have.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm trying to see, I don't know what album I would put them in, but I should have it somewhere.
And there is the time not spent labeling your pictures. I don't do it either. And you go, geez, if you just freaking put one word on there.
Yeah, and then you go to try to find it, and it's like there's a million to go through. I probably won't be able to find it here anywhere. In any case, it is, I don't know, there's something about a sports car. I think they're a lot of fun to drive, and it kind of empowers you in a way. It sounds kind of silly, but it does.
Yeah, muscle cars and rock and roll.
Yep. I wonder if it's in there. It might be. Anyway, I'll look for it and I'll post it when I find it. I can't find it right off now.
All right.
Okay, I got to go back and check the studio. No, it's still us. So, all right, what I'm going to do now is, Steven submitted a SoundCloud, so I think I want to play that. And, I don't know if I'm going to play that or not, because I don't think it got loaded up. Uh-oh.
Did you give it to Deb?
No, I didn't. That's my fault. Do you know how to do it?
I don't know if I can do it on my phone. Let me check.
Well, I can send it to Deb. Maybe she can do it for us.
Yeah, she'd probably be calling in. She could do it in just a minute.
Okay, I'll wait till she calls in. And I was hoping that Steven could hear it while he was able to, but he's, I don't know, if he's got a show tonight, I think, yeah.
Good. What are you looking for?
Nothing right now, just Steven stuff, so... So Deb's got, I think, is she calling in? I'm hoping that she's going to call in.
I'm going to pop in, make sure everything's okay. I don't know.
So it's just her poem. She's got a poem there too.
Didn't you have some questions? Trivia questions?
Yes. Let's see. Okay. All right. Here we go. See, some of these would be sort of, I don't know, obscure too. Old actors, eh? Okay, here's which was Marty McFly's desired vehicle in Back to the Future?
DeLorean. DeLorean, right?
Well, here's the options here. There was a BMW 5, a crumpled white family sedan, a Ferrari, or a Toyota 4x4.
Whoa, okay, say those again. Marty McFly.
Marty McFly's, the car that he wanted the most, was it a BMW 5, a crumpled up family white family sedan, a Ferrari, or a Toyota 4x4.
Wow. I said Ferrari.
Okay. No.
Probably crumpled up.
No, it was a Toyota 4x4.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
As another movie I don't think I saw.
Okay. So we already talked about this one. I'm going to just pick your brain again. Steve McQueen and Bud Atkins both drove during the famous car chase around San Francisco in the film Bullet. What type of car did they drive?
Mustangs.
Yep. I'm trying to get some that are not so obscure. Obviously, you'll know this one. Let's start out easy. What type of car is Eleanor in Gone in 60 Seconds?
Isn't that also a Mustang?
Yes. Correctamundo. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, Ford, that kept Ford afloat, the Mustang itself.
Yeah.
With all the other Dodges and Plymouths and Chevys. I think it's still the most popular.
In the movie Mr. Deeds, with Adam Sandler, his character was Longfellow Deeds, provided fleets of what car to his New Hampshire town folk at the conclusion of Mr. Deeds? What car did he provide first?
Is it multiple choice?
No.
Okay, I never saw the movie.
Okay. Yeah, neither did I. But it's, wait now, where did I go here? It was Corvettes. He provided Corvettes.
Corvette. Okay.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie The Highwaymen?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. There was what car is used as the super taxi in the 1998 French film Taxi?
Read it one more time.
Keyword French. What kind of car was used in the super taxi? As the super taxi in the 1998 French film Taxi. So the keyword is French. It's a French car. I'll give you that.
Ferrari. Oh, that's Italian.
Yeah. Starts with P.
A C, you said?
A P.
Oh, P.
Okay, I give you too many hints already. It's a Peugeot.
Peugeot, that's what I get. That's the only P I can think of. Peugeot.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, let me see. Okay, Jake and Elwood, the city of Chicago, and a mission from God can be found in which movie?
The Blues Brothers.
Yep.
The cop car.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's not a funny one.
It's on the mission from the Penguin. Mission from
Okay, here's a multiple choice one. If you see a rusty 72 LeBaron with a California license plate 376 PCE that might once have been green, it belongs to the dude. It gets beat up, stolen, impounded, and eventually set on fire. The dude is on a mission to deliver $1 million or maybe recover them, which is the cult classic movie.
It's Jeff Bridges,
yep.
And the movie is... Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know it. The opposite of small.
I know. The Big Lebowski.
Yes. Yes. All right. Now, this is an older, you might know this. 1960. Which 1965 movie with an all-star cast including Jack Lemmon, Natalie Wood, Tony Curtis, and Peter Falk centered around an automobile race from New York to Paris?
Around the world in 60 days. I don't know.
Well, that's one of the options, but no. The Great Race.
The Great Race.
Okay. Toward the end of Coming to America, a 1988 movie, this vehicle was used in the royal family's motorcade. Once the king and queen reached America, what was it?
No multiple choice, huh? Coming to America.
The movie is Coming to America.
And they had a car that they drove while they were here? Was that it?
Yeah, they came from another country, an African country.
An African country. Well, most of them drive Mercedes. You're the presidential.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, Mercedes. Okay.
Okay, now this is an easy one. The General Lee was a very famous car from the Dukes of Hazzard. What type of car was the General Lee that Bo and Luke drove around Hazzard County?
Oh, wow. Wasn't it a Charger?
Yep. Wow, you do really good at this.
A Charger?
Yeah. Okay, you're going to know this one, too. In the 2000 film Gone in 60 Seconds, what was the make and model of the final car required to satisfy the order?
Oh, geez. The only one I know is the 68 Mustang.
A Shelby, yep. 67.
Shelby. Okay. 67.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be a tough one to find.
This 1966 Ford Thunderbird carries two ladies attempting to escape justice to safety of Mexico. Alas, they never make it, and the Thunderbird, along with the two occupants, is last seen plunging into the canyon. What is this road movie from 1991? What's the name of the movie?
Yeah, we went over that. Thelma and Louise, right?
Yes. All right, let's see what else we have here. I don't know half of these myself. Okay, maybe you'll know this one. Oh, you'll know this one. Okay, Heart Like a Wheel was a 1983 film starring Bonnie Bedelia as race driver Shirley Muldowney. Which type of auto racing was featured in the film?
She was drag racing.
Yep.
Shirley Muldowney was a drag racer, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. In the 1969 classic movie The Italian Job, everyone knows about the Minis and the Alfa Romeos, but what car does Charlie Croker, Michael Caine's character, actually own in his personal car, as his personal car?
Okay, they're Alfa Romeos. How's it pronounced? Say
yeah.
That again.
Oh, Romeros, okay. Well, what car did Charlie Croker, Michael Caine's character, actually own as his personal car, other than a Mini or an Alfa Romeo? Romero.
A Cooper.
An Aston Martin.
Oh, Aston Martin, okay. I think that's the James Bond. That's a James Bond car.
Okay, let me see. Well, you know that one. You already answered that one. What type of auto was being pursued across four states in the 1971 movie Vanishing Point?
Challenger.
Yes.
70 Challenger. 70.
Yes. You're a brainiac.
It was white.
Wow.
I did see that movie.
You did, eh?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, in the movie Corvette Summer, what was the name on the van that the woman drives?
Oh, geez. I never saw the movie. The name on the van. Well, it could be anything, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that.
Vanessa. I wouldn't know that either. Okay, here's something you might know. This series of English spy films would not be the same without the classic 1963 Aston Martin DB5. It appeared in a number of films. Which one was the first film? And your options are Thunderball, GoldenEye, Casino Royale, or Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Yep, you're right. Very good.
Classic. 007.
007.
James Bond.
Yeah,
James Bond.
That reminds me of my joke that I think is hilarious, but nobody else does. But I'm telling it again anyway. Oh, we have somebody on the line here. Hang on a second. Hello, sweet.
Hello, Lydia.
How are you?
Sweet.
I'm good.
Were you holding for very long because we were in our quiz here?
No, not at all.
Okay. Did you hear some of the questions that we were asking?
No, I heard the answer of Goldfingers or something like that, and that's all I caught.
Okay. Because here's another
the most important
choice
part.
You must be able to take part in,
part.
I think. What?
The most important part of that was I was right.
Yes. So here's another one. The Louisiana license plate 007981 from the year 7273 isn't affixed to any vehicle. It is taken out of a shark's belly, though not the killer shark that the movie is based around. The shark hunter Quint teams up with Matt Hooper and Martin Brody to catch the fishy foe. Oh, like that's not a really hard. What is the movie's name? Come on, you guys.
Are we talking? We talk about Jaws? No.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Okay. Here's a multiple choice. Which Elvis Presley movie did not feature Elvis portraying a race car driver? Roustabout,
okay.
Speedway, Spin Out, or Viva Las Vegas?
What was the second one?
Viva Las Vegas.
No, it's not Viva Las Vegas. The second one was Speedway.
What was the second one you said?
Speedway.
Okay. All right, name them again.
Roustabout.
Or was it
Speedway?
Okay.
Spin Out or Viva Las Vegas?
The first one.
Roustabout?
Yeah.
Yes. Good guess. Okay.
Guess.
Yes, I'm going to go see. Don't there's nobody else there. Did you have to run and read and run or anything like that, sweet?
No, I got a few.
Okay. Okay, so the drivers of which car won the race in the 1981 film The Cannonball Run? The drivers of which car? And the options are a Maserati Bora, a Ferrari 308, a Lamborghini Countach, or a Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow 2.
Rolls-Royce.
Which car won the Cannonball Run?
I don't think it was the Rolls-Royce, but maybe it's a trick question. Doesn't say which drivers were in the car.
It wants to know the type of car.
Yeah, I know. What do you think, sweet? Lamborghini? Or was it the Rolls Royce?
I want to say it's a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
You're
that both Ferrari.
Right. It was the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, here's
one. Does
it
say what drivers, what actors drove it?
No, it doesn't say the drivers. Let me see right now. Let's make sure that I'm not lying to you. No, it does not. So which car is featured in a James Bond filmed film, Pretty Woman and Basic Instinct? The options are an Aston Martin DB5, a Jaguar XJS, a Ferrari 355, or a Lotus Esprit.
I think it's a Jag.
It's a Jag too.
Oh, just a second. My computer just froze. Hang on a second. I
just believe us.
No, it was the Lotus Esprit.
Okay. Trying to think of. Should have been a Jag, right, sweet?
Always.
Oh, I got another call. I do believe this is Deborah Lee. Hello? To our producer.
Hello.
How are you?
Hanging in. How are you?
Oh, hanging on. You know. So I think we should probably read a few poems before we go too much farther. I'll keep the quiz out in case it gets quiet again. And Deb, are you in a hurry?
A little bit, but yeah, I was listening. I got the last two answers right. You just didn't see the chat wall.
Oh, sorry. I'm not looking at the chat right now. So what I'm going to do then is, because just you and Sweet, that and oh, Deb, by the way, are you able to upload Steven's SoundCloud
for
me?
No, that's what I was just going to tell you. I don't know what's going on. It will let me load, for example, one by Gerald, but it won't let me, if I use our converter that we've been using all along to convert it to a file, when I go to put it in the studio sends me a message telling me that it's broken or an error. So something's wrong.
I haven't been able
to find anything else that will let me
isn't it a permission
like,
thing?
Okay, Heather. That's not true. I can still take a song off of YouTube and put it in our studio because I found a new converter to do that. But that one goes by searching the song by title. And I can't search, say, Stephen's poem by title because it only recognizes songs. So I haven't figured out how to convert poems given to us on YouTube. And it's stressing me out. So he'll need a reader.
Okay. I'll read Stephen's poem for him, unless you want to, Hatter.
Oh, I don't care. I get my screen. Deb, is it by title, file name, or is it the URL that you need to?
Mean the new thing that I found or the existing?
Yeah, the new thing that you just need to know how to find
you just
something.
You put the name of a song in the search engine and you push, and then it gives you a list of what they have.
Okay.
For example.
Okay.
Oh,
but if it's
Lady,
by title,
did Fun Fun
if...
Fun work?
Yes.
Okay, I'm stressing just a little because I got a lot of stuff going on, and I meant to put some stuff on your topic wall that you could read about the song, and then I didn't, which means you used a song without any education. My fault, not yours. But I didn't even know if it went through because of this issue that it's having. Okay, so my fault, not yours. It just hit me that I loaded the song.
Yeah, if we play it at the end, and give the info at the end, it's covered.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You could go out with the same song. I'll look up something for you to tell people about the song right now. And you can do it at the end.
Hatter, I put Stephen's poem in the room if you'd like to read it.
Sure. It's called Sweet Machine.
Okay.
Beautiful car. goes like this. What a beautiful sight, the car of my dreams, a big V8 engine, such a sweet machine. I could cruise for hours and my heart would be jumping. She would sound so cool with her pistons pumping. She'd make me look cool, one hand on the wheel, radio cranked loud at clutch, sweet spot I feel. Late 69 Shelby Mustang, now that's where it's at. I'm in love with this car. Put the metal to the mat. That is a beautiful car.
It is, and that's a great poem, Stephen. You can tell, you know, just by the poem, you can tell how much you really love this car. And I think that pretty much everybody, and I think I can include women, girls too, that there is a huge love affair with cars, and you know, we all have our favorite car. And I'm glad that you submitted this for tonight's read, and I'm sorry we couldn't load up your SoundCloud, but Hattie did a great job just the same, and I'm glad that you took part in tonight's show. Appreciate it very much. What did you think, Hatter?
Oh, I like it. I've always been amazed at the Mustang Ford Motors afloat during those years. The Mustang's probably the most popular or most owned car, besides maybe the Honda Prelude or something. So, yeah. Mustang. I hated it when they lengthened it. I hate it when they went Mustang 2. But, you know, I can't change that yet. I can only apologize for it.
Yeah, what did you think, Sweet?
Well, I love the car, and I absolutely love how Stephen Wright wrote about it, the imagery, the excitement. His poem just makes you want to be excited for the car, and how he writes, like, you can just feel the excitement. And I like when he can make you have that emotion.
Exactly. And Debbie, you got a second to make a comment?
Yeah, for one, I second what Hatter said. Whoa, look at that car. It's gorgeous. What a sexy beast. My goodness. And the poem, I could cruise for hours and my heart would be jumping. She would sound so cool with those pistons pumping. And, I mean, if you find people that don't like any Mustang, well, maybe some of the new ones, but let alone the 69 Shelby, and we can line up to snuck them around and convince them how wrong they are, because it's a badass car.
Yeah. I wonder if he saw the movie Ford versus, it just came out.
Ferrari,
sorry, yeah.
That was an awesome movie.
Yeah. So I'll ask you two girls, what's your favorite car, Sweet?
1966 Mustang.
66.
Or an Indian red motorcycle. 1946.
You got a picture of it you can post in the room?
An Indian motorcycle? Oh,
I got a picture of an Indian motorcycle up there too. But if you've got one that you prefer,
yeah. You can find one. Yeah. Let's see. Let me see if I can find one. I don't have one on me, but
that's okay.
Find one. Yeah, my poem's about a red motorcycle though.
Alrighty then.
I can do that.
Okay.
Well, I read my poem. It's about a racing red motorcycle. It's an old
scroll up.
You'll
see see the top pictures of an Indian motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. I know. Gorgeous, gorgeous motorcycle. Gorgeous red Mustangs, too. You want me to throw my poem up there?
Sure.
All right. It's kind of an old one, but it totally figured prompt, so I went for it. So this is Red Hill Riders by CP. Silver shimmers and glittering sun. Rubber lays down a hiss and sticky blistering heat as figures of leather straddle steel horses flaring nostrils on night streets. Smooth, polished, posh, divine, and devious are the riders of these powerful hogs. Takes more than a few good vibrations to set these riders off, so don't try. Red stilettos rule in this biker's crew, especially in dangerous, yes, boys, fearing the wrench. Wench for a 3 or 6 inch heel in your buckets, ruin my shoes. Laugh now, you ignorant fool, or ruin shoes, easy to replace. I have a few in my stretch closet. Nothing carved of what you will never do without a bag attached. Now, not a violent gang of police, unless you ask. We have a few mistresses and shoes you can kiss with the crack of a whip or admire us from afar. Red Hill Riders, we are sex as hell. Sexual tension on every rod that we ride, popping millies and squealing legs wrapped around the sheets of a backside. Being chased by cops who bounce on top of our rides, gripping tight to the handlebars as we stand up and bear it all out in the streets. Now come on, let's ride.
The Mad Hatter.
I what was that one part? Where the 6 inch heels ruin your butt? What was it? 3 or 6 inch heel in your buttocks would ruin my shoes. That made me smile.
Don't mess with our little biker gang.
Squealing legs wrapped around the seats of our backside. Hold on. Right. Motorcycle, mama.
Sorry. I thought this was absolutely fantastic. Right from the very beginning. I love the metaphor in it. The silver shimmers in dwindling sun, rubber lays down, a hiss in sticky, blistering heat, as figures of leather straddle steel horses, flaring nostrils on night streets. I thought that was great. Well, the whole thing is great. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I would rewrite it now.
I'm sorry, I had a cough there. This is very sexy, very sultry, but there's something about a motorcycle that feels that way. It's a very attractive, bad boy, dangerous, like you said, sexy and dangerous. And I thought this was a really great piece about that. Laugh now, you ignorant fool. A ruined shoe, easy to replace. I have a few in my storage closet. Now think hard of what you will never do without a bag attached. This whole thing is just very saucy and very sultry for sure. I loved it. What did you think, Deb?
Thank you.
Well, I actually remember this one because it's not the first time that Sweet got the kind of reaction that she just got from Hatter for reading this poem. The heat comes off of her voice, off of her words. And what did I put at the bottom? Red Stiletto's role in this biker's crew, sexy and dangerous. Yes, boys fear the wrench, but the 3 or 6 inch heel in your buttocks would ruin my shoes. I think that when Sweet reads, that everybody just sits back and gets drawn in. And Sweet, if you just kept reading and reading and reading, everybody would just lose track of time and just keep listening and listening and listening because you mesmerize.
That is a true story. And thank you for sharing that with us. Much appreciated. I'm checking into the place that we need to check into. All right, so let me just go back to Deborah Lee. You have your poem, and I think. Let me see. I think that's all. Stephen's been read. I read mine earlier. Hatter read his. Sweet just read hers, and Deborah Lee, your next step. I'll put it in the room
cool.
for you.
And I did put like, some information on the song that you can thumb through when you do
okay.
your closeout. And let me get over there. Sorry.
I'm going to put it in the room there for you.
Thank you much. I'm headed there now. I was trying to message Kay and see if they had any issues loading the YouTube clips, but I will be there. And just as soon as I see a team of voices, it's never right there when I want it to be. Okay, here we go. Now, coincidentally, I wrote sort of to the song Fun, Fun, Fun.
Oh.
And it's called Pom Poms and High School Proms. Here we go. I walk with a skip as my curls bounce and drive wearing a grin on my face. This race is not for the chariot drivers. It's just for me, the Thunderbird Ace. Daddy's Colonial White Princess purrs on my cruise to the hamburger stand with no library silence for me tonight. The car radio is blasting a rock band. The girls are haters, but boys are hot, standing in line for Friday night dates. To ride shotgun down the boulevard in this 312 cubic inch flathead V8. This convertible, removable hardtop sports porthole windows in the back, suited with 2 leather bucket seats over wheels with white walls on black, with ventilation vents for the cabin air. Her style is the leader of the auto pack. All the cheerleader days and man magnet nights signal the girls driving red Corvettes to go away. All the fish from every sea are swimming to me, living large, till my daddy takes the T-bird today. But he handed the keys to me on graduation day. And
right on. I love this. I thought this was great. I love your rhyme in this. And just not just because it rhymes, but because of what you said in the rhyme. I'm just going to do the I drive wearing a grin on this face. And then the last line, it is just for me, the Thunderbird Ace. I thought that was fantastic. Each line that you rhymed was really, on my cruise to the hamburger stand, the car radio is blasting a rock band. I thought you did an excellent job with the rhyming, but just what you said with it was very, like, here's one standing in line for Friday night dates, and this cubic 312 cubic inch flathead V8. That was really great. If I could talk, it'd be better. And I love how you put in the leader in the auto pack. That's, I think, is a reference to that old school song leader of the pack. And I love Over Wheels with White Walls on Black. That was great. I thought you did a really good job with this. And I love the last couplet, Living Large. Well, my daddy takes a T-bird today, but he handed the keys to me on graduation day. Excellent piece. Really, really great. I'm putting that on my list. It's a fun piece. It's interesting. You had a combination of music in there and the facts about the T-bird, and the nostalgia that was laced throughout this thing was really great. It did make you feel like you were back in those days. Great job. So, thanks, sweet. What do you think?
Thank you so much. And that's exactly what I did. I looked up some of the specs for the car, and then I looked up the lyrics for Fun, 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 and then I spun it in with a little bit of high school, and I'm glad you liked it.
Great. Very good. What'd you think, sweet pea? Are you muted?
No, I'm not muted. I'm trying to find the line I like the most. First off, I love the car. I love Car School. I like the girls are haters, the boys are hot. Standing in line for Friday night dates. Tried shotgun down the boulevard in this 312 cubic inch flathead V8. Now that's a motor and a half. I love a V8. The sound it makes, the purr it makes, the power it has. And the fact that Daddy gave it to you on graduation day, baby, baby, the boys are hating you too, just so that you know. oh, wow, this is just perfect. I love the way you just, the metaphors, the jealousy, the intensity, and the fact you're Daddy's girl so much that you get the T-bird. Ah. You better love your daddy for the rest of your life. I'm just saying. Because that is a sweet-ass graduation gift. And you have better been on a roll, too.
I loved my daddy then. I love my daddy still on his cloud up there with my mama. Thank you, sweet.
You're welcome.
I don't think I'm missing anybody for comments. I don't think. It's just us chickens. And... okay, so we can read another poem if anybody's got something else, or I can give a little bit of information with regard to the song that's going to close out the show and call it an early night. What do you guys think?
Oh, well, that's my plan. I'm going to vacate stage left, as they say, but really, really fun prompt. I enjoyed it. Love and respect, everyone. Sweet can push her show for tomorrow herself. I'm out of here.
Wait, where did you put the information on the song?
On your topic board.
Or you want me to look it up? What?
No, it's right on your topic board. Just thumb through the, read the sentences that you want to. There's a little bit on the song and a little bit on the Beach Boys.
Okay.
You see it?
Yes, I do have it right here.
Okay, so you read it and educate them on the song, and then you can play it to go out with. And, again, fun topic. Love and respect you guys.
Hey, thanks. Thanks very much. So, sweet, what have you got in store for your show?
Tomorrow night is your future self writing a letter about you today. What would your future self say to you about the world you're in today? So... kind of thinking in retrospect, if you had to write to yourself way in the future the life you're living today. Well, that's what my show's about.
That should be very interesting.
Yeah, and the following my show is about Salvador Dali and his paintings that's been released for a very short time. On Alice in Wonderland, he did a series of paintings that are really seen on Alice in Wonderland. So I'm pretty excited about that show, too.
Sounds great. Sounds very interesting. So everybody can tune in to you tomorrow night here at Blog Talk Radio At what time?
11 o'clock Eastern Standard.
11 o'clock Eastern time?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that very much. So, then Hatter, do you have something you want to tell us about for Friday night or Saturday?
Saturday, the prompt is Treasure, along with A.P. Taylor and Deborah Lee, the think tank. Come join us.
Okay. Excellent. Now, we're going to give you a little bit of information on the song that was played earlier to open the show. Fun, Fun, Fun was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love for the American rock band The Beach Boys. And it was a big classic, still is a classic song, and it was released in 1964 as a single backed with Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And they both later appeared in the band's album Shutdown, Volume 2. And Fun, Fun, Fun is one of the Beach Boys' many songs that defined the California myth. Its lyrics are about a teenage girl who deceives her father so she can go hot-rodding in his Ford Thunderbird. And at the end, her father discovers her deception and takes the keys from her. Near the end of the song's narrator suggests that the girl accompany him so that they may have fun, 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 engaging in other activities now that Daddy's took the T-Bird away. So the Beach Boys were iconic and still are because they were the epitome of California lifestyle, California dreaming, no pun intended with the song title. But, you know, they provided a view like almost like those beach blanket movies that were playing with Annette Funicello and what was the other guy's, what was his name? Oh, dear. Do you know who I'm talking about, Hatter? Well, in any case.
Yeah.
So that's...
Annette Funicello and wasn't James Dean.
Annette
Funicello.
Did this guy marry... Yeah, we'll think of it and bring it back to the end of the thing. But in any case, the Beach Boys were an American rock band that formed in Hawthorne, California in 1961, and it consisted of brothers Brian, Dennis, and Carl Wilson, and then their cousin Mike Love and a friend Al Jardine were in the band as well, distinguished by their vocal harmonies, adolescent-oriented themes, and musical ingenuity. They are one of the most influential acts of rock of the rock era. They drew on the music of older pop vocal groups, the 1950s rock and roll, and black R&B to create their unique sound. And under Brian's direction, who I might add was quite a genius, then often incorporated classical jazz elements and unconventional recording techniques in innovative ways. On the first self-contained rock groups, the Beach Boys began as a garage band managed by the Wilsons' father, Murray, and with Brian as the composer, arranger, producer, and the de facto leader. In 63, they had their first national hit with Surfin' USA. And all those songs were very famous. They hit high on the charts, and they made it fun to have summer and summer love and all the rest of it. It was just a really amazing time. And so that was their first hit, and then beginning a string of top 10 singles that reflected on Southern California youth culture and the surfing, cars, and romance, and dubbed the California Sound. So thank you for the information. This was the Beach Boys, I think, when you say rock and roll, I don't think of the Beach Boys as being rock and roll because they were very clean-cut-looking guys that, had that 50s look rather than a rock band look. But Brian Wilson was a genius composer and a writer and producer, and he had problems in his personal life with depression and that sort of thing, which affected him greatly as far as being kind of cloistered in his home for many years. But he was a brilliant guy, and these songs that came out of the Beach Boys will remain forever classic, and forever will their songs are the type of songs when you listen to them, it brought back a ton of memories from you remember where you were when you first heard that song, what you were doing, who you were with, and so for that I'm I'm happy to play Fun 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 for you tonight to end our evening, and I want to thank Hatter for calling in and hanging out, and Sweet for calling in and hanging out, and Deb also for calling in and hanging out and providing some nice poetry and fun poetry for us to read. And with that, I'm going to see if I can find the song. Let me see. Let's see, down towards the end before I say I can play it. And I love to be able to play the music on here. I'm not sure if I can. Oh, there it is, right there. Look at that. So I'm going to say goodnight. Thanks again to all and everyone. And have a safe weekend coming up. And hang out, listen to the song, and we'll bid you goodnight.
That's
coming
sweet.
And sharing and spending the evening. Thanks, you guys. Night all.
Right. Night, Sweet.